20年从政经历，深厚的中国情结，李瑞麟市长与您面对面谈天说地，谈古论今。每个月第四个星期六，欢迎收听李市长信箱。
各位晚安，我是李瑞麟，Bellevue前任市长，现在Bellevue城市的议员。欢迎各位每一个月来的这个市长信箱。今天晚上我们有个非常特别的一个节目，就是我在这个 Bellevue 大西雅图区有很多年轻高中中学生、中学学生跟我是做一个 internship， 就是学习他们这些小孩子都是从9年级到12年级。这个 internship 的目标是希望可以跟社区参与community civic engagement。我们都感觉到很多年轻小孩子在学校里面，他们念书的非常优秀，没有问题，考试都考得非常好，但是他们就学校不鼓励，没有什么机会在跟社区里面有参与。没有这个跟同学或者是别的社会里面有机会来参加学习做事情，为了其他社会服务。所以我这些小孩子年轻人都感觉到他们个人都有一个兴趣要在学校以外可以学习多一点所以他现在是大约有30个人小孩子在我那个 internship 里面所以我就今天找这个机会来跟他们一起到这个市长信箱里面来讨论一下他们个人的经验，他们在这个节目之中学到了什么东西有些什么可以跟大家分析一下。所以我现在跟我在一起有个年轻人，他是不是中学了，他已经大学毕业了，他是 Sam Lai。Hi Sam, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. 他跟我是跟另外一位先生 Steve Chen, 他是我们是这些小孩子的 coach, 所以我就今天他帮我在一起跟这些今天晚上有4个年轻小孩子让他们跟各位分析一下，我们大家谈谈。另外最重要的就是这个东西跟家庭跟父母亲都非常很大的关系，因为这个我们做事情是要学习，要跟社会沟通，跟其他人要有 communication 这个从这个方面是一定要有人帮忙，一定要有合作。这个基本上面最第一个开始发展的地方是跟自己家里面跟家长一起来有沟通，有关系，大家有合作，这样子的话才可以到外面去跟别的人可以一起发展。所以我现在就一个一个的有4个小孩子让他们自己介绍一下。好，我现在就开始跟这个Leanna Wu， 让我们介绍说每个人So we are going to be speaking English， 我们因为比较用英文方便一点，我们是讲主流社会，在主流社会参与，我们是觉得比较有英文比较方便一点所以每个小孩子 when you introduce yourself give the people your name and where do you go to school and how old are you and if you are getting ready to go to college tell us a little bit about your college preparation so we'll start with Leanna Wu. Yeah, hi Leanna, how are you?
Good.
Okay, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Leanna Wu. I attend Newport High School as a senior. I'm planning to go to Washington State University to study computer science. And my preparations for it is pretty much still trying to figure out dormitories and what classes I want to take. And within the internship, my position is as a blog and media project leader.
Why do you pick Washington State?
I found not only did they give me an opportunity to pursue computer science, but also I find the environment really nice. and the people friendly when I visited there. And also, it has a lot of positions for me to attend clubs and activities that that are a little more distant from what I usually would attend.
Okay, good. Well, okay, then the other one, let's start with Kristen Yao.
Hello, my name is Kristen Yao. I am currently a junior at Inglemore High School. I am hoping to go to University of Washington, and as a junior, I plan on applying this summer.
Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. Oh, have you introduced yourself?
Yeah, I did.
If you have, passed on to the next person.
Melissa.
Come on. Wait, this is a conversation. Let's have some fun. Let people know who you are and just keep going, okay?
My name is Melissa Lin. I am a ninth grader at the Overlake School. And in the mayoral internship, I co-lead a project with Liana.
You may want to lean a little closer to the microphone. There you go.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Megan. I am a senior at Interlake High School. And as a senior, next year I will be attending Brown University. And within this internship, I am also in the blog and social media team.
Oh, I should add, my position in the internship is as PATH co-lead.
All right, thank you to all our great interns for their introductions. My name is Sam, as Conrad mentioned. I'm also an advisor in the program. I help, you know, mentor and coach these kids in their programs. And I am a graduate of the University of Chicago, class of 2015, and I'm currently working in the area in real estate. And so that is the group.
Welcome, welcome. So can somebody start the conversation by saying what's the purpose of this meeting? Why are we here tonight? Just because you like to spend an hour Saturday night, nothing else to do? So let's start with anyone.
I can start it off. So,
who are you?
I'm Oyana Wu.
Okay.
And we are interns from the Mayor Internship under the Pathway Foundation. And we are here to describe our experience with the internship and describe how it has impacted us. And to start it off of what the internship has done is about, its purpose is to allow high schoolers to seek out objectives that involve engaging with communities. And through this, we can learn skills about civic engagement and leadership. Because in school, we usually just study. It's not very hands-on. And so we don't get experience with people and learning how to the beginnings of leadership and applying them. So in an internship, we are able to work in a group and plan and carry out a project that is of our interest.
Okay. So based on your experience so far, what kind of stuff have given you some hands-on experience that you find useful?
Starting out my project from scratch was a totally new experience for me, because although I have done similar projects, they were usually on a much smaller scale. And then starting off from the first day, trying to get a group while competing with other projects, that probably sounded a lot more interesting than mine. And then figuring out the structure of, like, okay, I got this many people and have this many roles. How do I combine them? How do I make them into specialty roles? And then just trying to get communication and interconnection between the projects as well, because the blog and social media project can't work just by itself. It really has to extend to the other projects and find interlinkage and get information from them as well to survive.
Very good. Yeah, so anybody else want to add a little bit of what Liana has said?
So for me, I think that this internship is very special in that it is not something where you have other people telling you, like, what kind of jobs to do and what kind of tasks to do for other people. Instead, it's very self-directed, and it gives all interns the chance to figure out what they want to do in the internship and what they're interested in. And from those interests, you can actually form your own project and self-direct that project to meet the goals that you actually care about instead of just fulfilling the tasks that other people set for you.
Very good. So can you give some examples? Or anybody can.
So this is Melissa speaking. So just to add on to what Megan said earlier, the projects are really intern-driven. So anything you want to accomplish, you have to organize and execute by yourself. So, I mean, of course, with support from the advisors as well. So that means that interns need to really develop their organization and responsibility so that they can accomplish goals on time.
My name is Kristen. To add upon what everyone has said so far, I think it's important to highlight that this internship not only provides you an opportunity to learn and lead, but it provides you an opportunity to experiment with what are the things that you're interested in, what are the things that you want to do, and how can you make what you want reality. Along the way, it's also a safe place. I want to highlight this because I feel like at school, a lot of people don't get this opportunity, but it's a safe place to fail. And that's very important because this way you can learn from your failures and become a better leader and a better manager when you pursue your future endeavors.
Yeah, I think these are great responses by all the interns. You know, really the nucleus of the idea and why, you know, we started the mayoral internship is to give these high school students a chance to really pursue their passions and then explore what it means to be in a team outside the classroom environment. Because, you know, high school is great at teaching a lot of things, but it's really not that great in teaching you how to really execute on an idea and make something happen. Which is really what is valuable in the real world. So we give our interns a chance to, you know, propose their own projects in the community and what they want to do to impact the community. And, you know, as the advisors, we guide them to that goal and we make sure that they have a plan and are set up for on a path for success on how to achieve what they want to do.
Very good. Can anyone kind of summarize what we just said or in a few words that might tell people more clearly what's the purpose and objective of this internship?
This is Megan, by the way. So basically, to put it into less words, this internship is just an opportunity for high schoolers to get involved in the community based on what interests they have. And it's a very safe experiment for you to experiment with those interests and gain leadership and project management skills along the way.
Okay. And you can do that by engaging, right, with the community in general, in things that you are interested in. So you also then kind of have the opportunity to learn something about and confirm what you are interested in, what you like to experiment. Mm-hmm. And like Kristen mentioned, I think that's important. It's safe. Even when you fail, that's when you learn, right? You have to learn the skill to even to fail because you learn how to do things. And the key is to be engaged, to engage other people in the things that everybody or other people do. That also build confidence, I hope, because you learn more. You've learned how to do things. You gain confidence by succeeding, of course, but you also learn confidence by failure because you know that you've tried it. And you know how to do it differently, you know, so you know. And that's good. So anybody else want to give some more examples of their personal experience in the internship program? And what other things that specifically that they have, you know, done that they can show, let the public know? And especially, you know, this is the time for you to, if you haven't done that already, let your parents know what you've been doing. But I assume that because all you have done, you know, very well, you have been communicating with them. So they have to be supportive of what you're doing. And I think this is a great thing. So what are some of the other examples, things that you feel that had given you the skill, opportunity to learn some of the things that in case you want to do something, you know how to get them done?
Actually, just today, my group in the PATH Outreach went to the International District Spring Clean, and that was a very educational experience, actually. We got to talk to a lot of store owners and a lot of different people who were there volunteering, and it really exposes you to a lot of different perspectives.
Kristen, for people who aren't familiar, what exactly is the Spring Clean? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Oh, yes. The International District Spring Clean is coordinated by the Seattle International District Committee. And they basically recruit a bunch of volunteers to help clean up the International District every spring. And it's a great opportunity for people from all walks of life to engage with our community and to give back to our community.
Yeah. And actually what happens is not just going there, right? I mean, you actually had taken initiative to know some folks, meet some people, and that had some opportunity to do different things. And you have worked with them to plan on something. And so you basically have been laying the foundation, doing some homework, doing some connecting. So this opportunity for you to do this as a, you know, a project. So you're able to do that. So it shows you cannot do that by just sitting home or not knowing what's going on or not talking to people, right? So you've already done that. That's very good. You initiated something, and you have connected with people. And then by doing something you have not done before, you're learning more. As you mentioned, you're having a different experience of what, you know, other people you normally would probably not get to know, and the project you probably never figure out, you know, and appreciate. So I think this really opens up a lot of other opportunities. So by doing one thing, making one connection, you know, all the other opportunity connections started to come in. Then you have to learn how to manage them, right? That's another challenge, time management, right? So there's a lot of things happens if you start getting engaged and involved. And nothing happens if you just sit around, play with your with your cell phone. Oh, then nothing much. But anyway, so who else want to mention a few other things that we do?
Come on, guys. Brag a little bit. You guys have done important things.
So Mr. Lee just – this is Megan, by the way. Mr. Lee just mentioned something about how this internship teaches us about, like, time management by ourselves. And I think that is definitely a very important skill that this internship encourages interns to build. Because usually at school, you have the deadline set for you. And if you have, like, a larger project, usually the teachers will break that down into smaller steps and, like, smaller deadlines for you to meet. And at school, if you want to be successful in getting good grades, you just have to follow through with those deadlines. At this internship, since the project are all self-directed, not only do you have to figure out, like, what needs to be done, you also have to figure out when you need to get those done and how to break down a bigger task into smaller tasks to finish and complete your goal by a certain time period.
Yeah. Yes. Adding on to Megan, you find that with the project, you set the timelines with yourself, you sometimes kind of become lazy and you really have the urge to push the deadlines. But then you also have to, on the other side, realize this is a commitment you're doing and that the time and effort you're putting into this is something that you pretty much a declare to the world itself that you're going to do this and you're going to have to finish it no matter what your personality or attitude is going to be towards it.
Well, this is very satisfying, you know, when you hear young people saying that they, you know, have obligations, they have responsibilities, they, you know, how to make commitments and, you know, it's excellent. I feel that, you know, this is the thing that young people, if they start picking it up early, they know how to do those things right. That's amazing. Anyway, you were going to say something, Sam.
Oh, no, yeah. I thought it was just important to clarify our roles you know, as advisors, you know, with me and you, Conrad, just because, it's not like a traditional internship where we're the bosses and we're assigning work and, you know, these things need to be done on this schedule, right? We're facilitating. We want, you know, we're setting up our interns and giving them the skills they need and putting them on the path to be successful. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to them to drive their own schedule and hold themselves accountable. And I think that's a really important difference.
Right, right. Okay, we'll talk about, you know, we have a break coming up, a minute or so.
All right.
And so after break, we'll come back and talk about, you know, how some of the qualities, the things that, you know, make the young people, everybody, to be successful. Because when you don't have that, make a mention, teachers give you assignment when you have to get things done, it's all basically up to you. You have set your own agenda, your timeline, your plan, and when you get something done. So we're ready to take a break.
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼， 提供自500人的宴会大厅， 是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是 206-286-1688，
北美最大华人网上超市WE，华人生鲜第一站， 农场新鲜蔬菜水果，华人最爱肉禽海鲜，知名中餐馆招牌菜配送到府。西雅图 Eastside 生鲜一周五天送上门，新用户首单立减$10，立即登录 sawee.com， 也就是 sawee.com， sawee.com， 或搜索华人生鲜第一站开始选购。
Welcome back. 我们再回来继续我们讨论这个 mayoral internship， 这个 Under Pathway Foundation， 一个 non-profit organization， 我们对于小孩子年轻人怎么样跟他们培养，将来是可以在美国社会成功，因为他们跟主流社会有机会了解，可以有这个 合作，有这个参与， 所以主流社会会对于他们觉得会有贡献， 所以对他们有价值， their value proven, you know, provided to the overall community. So these are important characteristics, you know, to have influence in our community. And in fact, we'll talk about it a little bit later. Yeah, you know, these qualities are very important to being recognized, being sought by people in business, in schools, in everything you do, because people are so busy. When they want you and work with you, they want to make sure you make things happen. You can help them to make things happen. Everything is, you know, goal-oriented now when we talk about it. So I think this is what, hopefully, the things that young people can learn as they grow up. And the sooner you do it, as Kristen mentioned, you do it in a safe environment, it's the best way to learn. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be not given the opportunity to do that. So we took the break when we were saying that, continuing, what other qualities that we think we need. And actually, besides what we learn, the reason why we learn them is because these are the qualities that can make us successful, right? As young people in high school, as young people in college, and as people in workplace, and as we grow older, we have to have value, we have to contribute to the community, and we also, as personal satisfaction, you want to get things accomplished, you want to get things done. And, if everything you do, you don't know how to do it, nobody helping you, and you don't get things accomplished, I would say, you'll be probably frustrated. And if you learn as you start working, it's getting more difficult, more challenging, because, people are out there competing. and not many people would tend to help you unless you can prove that you have the ability to help them. So I think the sooner you know how to do it, the sooner you know how to learn it, the easier it is for you to be providing the role, which means that you'll be leading, you'll be the leader. People will be looking up to you, right? So I think that's important. So I think some of you mentioned you do it because of what you want to do. So I think you have to understand the reason why you want to do certain things, always. And so that's why we teach you, you want to be interested in what you do and why, and whether they mean something to you or to the community, and so on. So who wants to talk about a few other stuff that we have done and the projects we have done to show other people who don't know us what the things that, you know, that helps you? How about Melissa? Yeah, go ahead.
So I think something that the Merrill internship really helps develop is a sense of accountability. So in school, usually homework and tests are all individual. So if someone decides to slack off or not study, then the only person who suffers is themselves. But for example, I'm on the blog and media project, and often we help promote the events of other projects. So if we don't get the articles posted on time, then the other projects suffer as well because less people will attend their events. So really our decisions have affected the entire group.
Very good. Yeah, so there's responsibilities that you realize, yeah. And that's another good thing. I believe that all these young people, you know, we meet once every week, once a week. And, you know, most of them show up every week. And sometimes I wonder why they always, you know, just show up. but I think besides they realize they learn, you know, a lot of skills. I think they always all enjoy each other as well. I think they build certain friendship, camaraderie, and so on. I think that's good. It's all part of the ability to, you know, connect with other folks. I think these are all important things. Well, any other things you might want to add?
I can start off with my first beginning interest. Or when I first joined the Merrill internship, because I sent the application after viewing the annual conference, I was like, oh, this sounds like something really involved, something that would allow me to really experience how to get into the community. And then we had to have an interview with Mayor Lee, and I was like, oh my God, this is not like the other interviews. It's not with like a counselor or a friend or a teacher. This is someone with like experience and wisdom and prestige. And I was like, I was almost getting into like a panic attack because I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to say? Am I going to stutter? Or am I going to speak too fast or too slow? So, but once you get in and you're like greeted really nicely by the two interviewers there, which was Mr. Lee and Mr. Chen, another supervisor. And then you slowly begin to get into this comfortable conversation of like, oh, this is what I'm really interested in, and this is what I want to do, but I also want to have some guidance on how can I do it and how can I get more people interested in it. And then that slowly evolved into having a project and having a structure of allowing what something you wanted to do to become actual reality. So
yeah, very good. I appreciate you kind of your flatter about me. There's no grace. You don't have to flatter me. But I'm glad that you feel, you know, some excitement, some tension. I think it's important. You know, I always believe people need to have stress when you do things because that means you're motivated, you're interested, you're driven, right? The key is you know how to manage stress. That's important. You know how to turn your stress into positive energy and make things happen, do things right. And so it doesn't matter. You just don't want to be panic. You want to be able to have pressure. You want people to push you. So it's not really stress. You don't want to be stressed, but you want to have pressure to help you to, you know, how to manage stress so that you don't have it. Anyway, so any of you from your own, you know, personal experience, you can share a little bit with what, how, either you or other people that you have seen that have, you know, shown some of the growth, you know, within themselves or within you yourself.
Yeah, I can personally speak to that. Oh, I'm Kristen, by the way. And this internship has definitely helped me grow as a person and as a leader. It has improved a lot of my public speaking skills because we get to practice it every day, every Sunday at the internship. And it's definitely improved my leadership skills in the sense of accountability and communication, especially communication when it comes to teamwork.
I can definitely attest to that. We had a long conversation about delegation.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So essentially, when we worked on our project, one of the challenges for me was that our project was a two-man tag team, and we were not too willing to expand in the beginning because at the time it really pushed us out of our comfort zone and we didn't want to do that. But again, the supervisors talked to us and they were like, you know, sometimes in order to grow, you gotta get out of your comfort zone and do something that you may not want to do, like give it a try. And we ended up doing that. And honestly, it was the best way to expand our project. And we've been able to accomplish so much more with a bunch of other talented individuals helping us along the way. And along with that was also the challenge of communication. We switched on so many different platforms before we found one that worked for everybody and everyone would respond to. And coordinating all of our activities was also a challenge that we had to learn to overcome.
Yeah, and from, you know, the advisor's point of view, I remember having that conversation with Kristen because, you know, this was last year and she was running her project, the PATH Outreach Project. As a quick background, PATH is a global health nonprofit here in the Seattle area, and Kristen has been working to, you know, expand our relationship with them and help them, you know, on several projects of theirs. And so last year, you know, Kristen and her sister Lara were doing a great job, but, you know, I could definitely see they're at the point where they could take on additional responsibilities and really grow both their team and, you know, their own abilities. But that did come with, you know, sort of pushing outside of their comfort zone because, you know, in school you often work by yourself, you sort of study on your own. Working with people and learning to delegate tasks to them is not necessarily the most natural thing. But thankfully, you know, they took my advice and, you know, here we are, you know, 12 months later, and the growth they've shown as leaders is just really, really been incredible to see.
So adding on to what Kristen was talking about public speaking skills and communication, I think what is unique about this internship in aiding interns' ability to speak publicly and communicate with other people is that I think at school, a lot of the public speaking skills that you gain are with academic presentations, but you don't really get any practice with like actual presenting about yourself, about your interest, or with communicating with other people. It's just mostly like academic presentations about like English or whatever. But at this internship, you get the chance to learn how to talk about yourself and talk about what the things that you work on, as well as communicating in like a not public setting with other people in your team and discussing things. And I think especially for students our age and like high school seniors who are applying to college, this really helps even during like college interviews when you have to talk about yourself and talk about what you like to do and your interests, and it's totally not like an academic presentation. I think it's really useful to have those types of skills.
And this is Melissa, by the way, just to add on. So as a co-leader of the blog and media team, I think I've grown a lot in terms of communication skills. So that includes writing articles that interest others and being able to write titles that will catch people's attentions, as well as communicating with others inside the internship and writing emails that will succinctly cover all the information you need to get across, and also finding a medium in which to communicate with your team. So, for example, we started the year off by using Slack, but after discovering that it wasn't very effective, we switched over to a group chat, and it worked a lot better, and we got responses a lot quicker. Also, at the beginning of the year, we used titles for articles that were kind of boring. And halfway through the year, we realized that it might have been because of these titles that we weren't getting a lot of viewers. And so we worked together to come up with more creative and interesting titles, which helped increase our readership.
Actually, you know, Megan touched on a really interesting point in talking about how her relationships have, not relationships, her experiences have, you know, influenced, you know, how she approached, you know, applying to college. So actually, for our two seniors here, I'm just curious, you know, what did you take away from, you know, this this experience in terms of your college application? How did it help? You know, how do you think it set you apart? And then for our high school students, you know, for our underclassmen, you know, how do you think, you know, this has sort of, what have you taken away and, you know, are you bringing to high school?
Yeah, this is Megan. So I think with a lot of high schoolers who are applying to like very like selective colleges or not even selective colleges, we are very focused on the academics. So a lot of students might just spend most of their time at their house, like studying math or something, and just trying to get good scores on tests and getting good grades. But it's much more rare to see very academic high school students who are also involved in the community and are involved in projects that affect other people other than themselves. So I think when you apply to college with this other aspect of not only just studying for yourself, but also engaging in projects that affect the community, it's something that sets you apart from other high schoolers. And I think that's something that's very valuable to colleges and that colleges want to see, because when they accept you into their college, you don't go there just to stay there and study in your room, right? They want you to go and make a good impact on the actual college community. And when you have this experience already in high school of not just studying, but also engaging in the community and taking part in projects that you are interested in that have an effect on other people other than yourself, I think that's like a very valuable experience to like bring to college.
Yeah, adding on to Megan, I'm Liana. From the internship, we pretty much built a team from scratch, as I said, and then we learned the power to like influence others and gain more confidence on the way on how we speak our words and our actions. And then within the internship, we also have the tools and the possibilities and people helping you to work collaboratively to get something done. And what I find all colleges really want is to see that, like, interest shown outward, that interest turning into a commitment instead of just, like, an individual doing something here and something there once in a while. Because then it shows, like, okay, you're not just staying at home working on something by yourself or not working at all. And they want to see you, like, go into a group that instead of just your ideas coming out, you can also get your ideas mingled with others and see how they can twist it around and change it into something you could never imagine to happen.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, the maturity these young people have demonstrated. I'm sure the parents would be so amazed that, you know, they are so mature in making those observations. I strongly agree that when you are in school environment, you know, whatever solutions that you come up with to a problem the school present, you know, to get a good grade, it's pretty much prescribed, right? You know, it's what it's designed. Everybody kind of knows, and you work within the parameters. If you get it right, you're done. But in real life, that's what real life is going to be when you go to college, when you finish college, go to work. You don't know what the answer solution is, right? The teacher doesn't have a solution. They don't even know what the question might be, what the situation, the challenge presented to you. And you learn, you find out. It's what Kristen was talking about. It's getting out of the comfort zone, things that you haven't done before, right? It's easy, well, maybe comparatively, to do things that you feel comfortable, you've done. But it's stretching yourself, stepping out of the comfort zone, and you will be, you know, in those situations when you are out there in society. In fact, you know, the more you want to accomplish, the more you'll be experiencing. That's going to be out of your comfort zone. Unless you don't do anything, you just withdraw into a cocoon, you know, right? In that case, you don't have to go to college. Just sit home and just say, hey, I want to watch TV all day, right? So I think the more you do it, the more you're going to find out, the more opportunity. I hope that's what's exciting. That one makes life exciting, make life interesting. Say, well, I want to do more, but to do that, I got to get stepping out of my comfort zone. And I think this is good. It's amazing when you young people, I think for your parents, some of us, including myself, we probably haven't that kind of maturity as you have demonstrated. So, you know, you are amazing, and I'm really pleased to hear that and to see, not just talking about it, but you actually are practicing it. And that's why when you interview with college interviewers, eventually when you interview with your prospective employers, you know, that's exactly what, you know, will be the situation. Anything else? Yeah. So, anybody want to share anything? Melissa, okay.
Yeah, so this is Melissa, and I am currently in ninth grade, so I can't really speak to the college aspect of it, but I would like to talk about how teamwork and communication at the internship has helped me in school. So occasionally in school, you do have to work as a group on group projects. So I believe my position as co-leader of the blog and media project has really helped me assess the strengths of my team members and efficiently and fairly delegate tasks. So instead of wasting time on choosing who does what or having someone do a certain task that they're not really sure how to do, we can accomplish the group project effectively and efficiently in a way that everybody thinks that they've done a fair amount of work. And also for the communication aspect, because I need to communicate with the advisors here and also my teammates, as well as people on social media, because we have two social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, that the blog and media team runs. I've learned how to effectively communicate with teachers and classmates with the right tone in a way that they understand what I need and what I'm asking and how they can help.
Very good. Very good. Yes. I just want to mention one thing before I forgot. Megan, her brother, Charles, was also my intern, and he's also amazing. I was going to say kid, but he's no longer a kid. He just graduated from Stanford and he's signed up for a PhD program in machine learning or AI, whatever. But he decided with his advisor's consent to get into a startup in Silicon Valley. And so, I'm really, you know, very happy that they were able to do things they're interested in, be able to communicate and not just do things on their own, but really be connected with the bigger community as a whole. And so Megan hasn't told us yet, where are you going to college?
I mentioned at the beginning I will be going to Brown. Yeah.
Very good. Good. Yeah.
Looks like it's time for another break.
Looks like we are almost done. We have another 4 minutes. Yeah. About done. Okay. So we want to let people know there's something that we would encourage people to learn more about the Mayoral Internship and Pathway Foundation. Maybe Kristen can tell people about the conference we're going to have.
We're having our annual summer conference where students can interact with the program's alumni, current members, and advisors on the importance of civic engagement, along with what the program has taught them. We will also have a special guest speaker, Eric Liu, speak about identity at the conference. More information will be available on our social media and website. This conference will be held on August 2nd at City Hall. We hope to see you there.
Which is a Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, Friday.
And we should clarify, this is Bellevue City Hall.
City Hall. Yes, yes. We'd encourage people to sign up. It would be on Eventbrite, whatever, but you can contact Pathway Foundation Mayoral Internship, and you can log on www.pathwayus.org, and you can find all the information there. And we welcome your input, feedback, and inquiry, and hopefully you'll find us very valuable, in working with your children to be valuable contributors and to our society. So thank you very much to be with us one more time with the mayor's 市长信箱, mayor's mailbox, I guess. And we'll see you. 我们一个月之后再见面. So I want to thank Sam, my cohort, and also all the interns, Megan, Melissa, Kristen, and Leanna. So thank you. Good night.
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健，康健，祝您健康。电话 2066217501 2066217501。
哎呀，忘带钱包了，咖啡你来买可以吗？
当然可以。嘿，你听说我们2019年要加薪了吗？
没有，真的吗？
是啊，1月1号开始，华盛顿的最低工资标准涨到每小时12美元了，农场工作也包括在内。拨打866-219-7321就可以向 LNI 了解更多信息。
我现在就打电话866-219-7321。对了，下次我来买咖啡哦。